at 7:15. Right now, it's time for the news at 7 o'clock.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. Police in San Diego are already preparing for a Donald Trump rally later today. In the meantime, Trump is further ratcheting up his attacks on Hillary Clinton.
The two squaring off on foreign policy.
Hillary Clinton, she lies!
After a day of intense scrutiny over his controversy-ridden Trump University, Donald Trump hurling a barrage of assaults against Hillary Clinton.
Hillary is not a talented person. One of the worst secretaries of state in the history of our country. She's not qualified because she has bad judgment.
Trump trying to get ahead of a Clinton speech today where she criticizes his foreign policy proposals, including one where Trump suggests arming South Korea and Japan with nuclear weapons.
Correspondent Jason Carroll. The Virginia Supreme Court has scheduled a special session next month to take a look at the Republican-led challenge to Governor Terry McAuliffe's executive order restoring the voting rights of over 200,000 convicted felons. The lawsuit asks the court to reverse McAuliffe's order, and Republicans have urged the court to decide the case by August 25th. That would make sure there's enough time to cancel felons' voter registration if the Republicans win the lawsuit. There are still more questions than answers today after a murder-suicide on campus at UCLA yesterday.
The campus is now safe.
It all began around 10 o'clock Wednesday morning when UCLA Police Chief Jim Heron said a 911 call came into the school's call center about shots fired.
We immediately put out a Bruin alert, and that's our campus alert notification system.
The entire campus went on lockdown.
And I had no idea what was going on, but then we were told that we were in lockdown.
Students, faculty, and staff sheltered in place, and it was soon determined
a homicide and a suicide occurred in the engineering part of the UCLA campus on the south side.
Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
It's now or never to figure out a different way to get to work once Metro's SafeTrack plan starts up. And there are alternatives out there for you.
There'll be about 70% fewer trains on the western ends of the Silver and Orange lines into Ballston next week.
A dramatic scaling up of bus.
Arlington Transportation Director Dennis Leach tells us they're actively discouraging you from taking the car and riding it alone.
If a percentage of the people that use Metrorail on a daily basis decide, you know, I'm just going to drive in to the core, there simply isn't the road space.
As everyone else is, he's encouraging teleworking, changing your hours, carpooling, and checking out your alternatives.
Arlington is a resilient community, and I think this region can come together.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And you can get the latest on what you need to know about Metro SafeTrack Initiative at WMAL.com. Advertising signs on the side of busy roads are soon to be a thing of the past in Fairfax County.
That's because those signs advertising everything from politicians to real estate agents are being picked up by county crews, and the owners are now being fined. Jeff McKay with the Fairfax County Board of Supervisors says why.
It's become a visual blight, and people have complained about it for many, many years in Fairfax County.
The signs are being posted along highways illegally, and when they are picked up, owners get five days to claim them before they're destroyed. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,790, the NASDAQ at 49.52. Sports, the Nats complete the sweep of the Phillies. The O's beat the Red Sox. Stanley Cup Finals, the Penguins take a 2-0 lead. The NBA Finals start tonight. WNBA, the Mystics lose. Soccer, DC United loses. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now trending.
The press should be ashamed of themselves. You're asleep. Libelous stories.
Now trending. Now trending.
Heavy civilian casualties in Fallujah.
Looks like we flipped the switch and gone right into summer.
Now trending.
On WMAL.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Now is the perfect time with ARS Rescue Router. Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from ARS. With our outstanding payment plan options, you could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Make ARS Rescue Router your choice for new heating and cooling systems. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router. Meet Mike Lester of Talon Wealth Management.
I get the opportunity to sit down with individuals every single week, talk about their concerns, people who aren't quite retired yet, making sure that their portfolios are on track to get them where they want to be, people who are currently retired, having conversations with them about all of their options. I love my job. It's always a pleasure to do this radio program and get the opportunity to talk to people every single week.
Check out Guarding Your Nest Egg with Mike Lester, Sunday afternoon at 2 here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. And visit guardingyournestegg.com.
Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts from 2 to 6 p.m. and get any medium hot or iced coffee for 99 cents. Dunkin' Coffee's always freshly brewed and always delicious. Grab one today. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable tax, participation may vary, limited time offer.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We have some problems on the Maryland Beltway if you're heading Interloop. If you're coming out of Bethesda, Silver Spring to College Park, the crash is on the exit ramp, leaving the Interloop to go northbound on I-95, slowly getting by, but also the trip is very slow coming around from near Colesville Road. Outer loop delays off of 95 and around to George Avenue, starting to build delays through White Oak, southbound 29. As you head south and then continuing down past the Trader Joe's into Four Corners, but nothing reported along the way. It's been delays on 270 only through Urbana, Clarksburg, and now briefly in Gaithersburg, Rockville down to the 270 spur. Heading in through town, now the good news for DC 295 is that the southbound crash near Eastern Avenue is cleared. Still have the delays, though. We have a new one just reported, northbound DC 295 right near the Naval Research Lab. So if you're in that vicinity, watch for fire and rescue. Heading up toward the Beltway, 210, Route 4, Route 5. It's just been about the volume. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not much in the rain bucket today. Isolated showers, thunder showers, 83 degrees. The clouds this morning will mix with some sunshine through the day. Some showers tonight, 69. Cold front approaching. Actually, a cool front. Tomorrow, 85. And what that front will do is enhance the shower thunderstorm activity. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 70 in Dumfries, 64 in Hyattsville, 68 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. What lunch is like at the U.S. Supreme Court. Justices eat and tell. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in just a few minutes, James Rosen from the Fox News Channel is going to join us to talk about, well, he's stirring trouble up at the State Department, and they have some things that they can't quite explain. It has to do with a missing clip of video, 8 minutes. We'll give you all that story, and James Rosen at 7:15. 7:35, Chris Barnes fixed WMATA as WMATA tries to fix itself starting this weekend. 8:05, D.C. Auditor Kathy Patterson on an unbelievable story about cost overruns and a D.C. school renovation project. You're just not going to believe this one. And at 8:35, Jake Tapper with CNN. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
It's the final day.
There it is.
Yes, it is. It really is this time, too, by the way. The final day of primaries are coming up this Tuesday. Gosh, it sounded like President Obama stammering there.
Yeah,
that. And California is the big crown jewel. Of course, Donald Trump has already locked up his nomination. Mm-hmm. Hillary Clinton in a battle for her political life, though, apparently, against Bernie Sanders. And the latest poll out of NBC News Wall Street shows that in California, Clinton is in a statistical dead heat with Bernie Sanders, 49-47%. Mm-hmm. Joining us right now, Nomiki Konst. She is a big supporter of Bernie Sanders and a really fun interview. Good to have you, Nomi. How are you?
Thank you. That's so nice of you. Good morning.
So you're also, by the way, a contributor at The Hill and founder and executive director of the Accountability Project. So what's the deal here? I mean, as Harry Reid says, Bernie Sanders needs to do some mathing, because even if he wins California, Nomi, you know that he can't get the nomination. So what's the point? What does Bernie want?
So that's actually not true. I mean, Senator Harry Reid, I respect him so much, but he needs to go back to the DNC rules and look up the rules, which are that neither candidate is going to reach that 2383 pledged delegate magic number before the convention. And that's all that matters. Superdelegates keep getting counted as an equation, but they are technically not supposed to matter until the convention, because they are unbound.
Okay.
In fact, many of them aren't even chosen yet.
Yeah, but when you get to they're they're already on record going for Hillary, 543 to 44. Do you think that Bernie Sanders is going to be able to convince them to suddenly abandon Hillary Clinton just because maybe he wins by 1 or 2 points in California?
Well, actually, some of them, that's like an informal poll. Many of those that have been polled as far back as 8 months ago, you know, 40% of them weren't even chosen. Some are elected officials. Some of them have been indicted or out in jail right now. I mean, that number is just a false number that's been perpetuated all over the media. And the DNC's called it out, actually.
So Nomi just said that a bunch of those superdelegates had been indicted or in jail for the Democrats.
Like five.
Well, wow. That's the thank you. I'm glad you brought
that's
it
important
up.
Important to know.
No, keep bashing the Dems.
Well, listen, I mean, what's going on in California? Because, I mean, it wasn't long ago I looked at these polls, and Hillary was, you know, completely in charge, was going to win by a huge margin. And now we see a couple of polls that suggest it's within the margin of error.
Yep. So I actually just got back from California late last night. I was on a 5-day 12-city tour with some Bernie surrogates in an RV.
Well, that must have been a party.
No, it was not. It's very stinky. And I don't think we talked about anything but Bernie the entire time. But it was great. It was a really fun experience. We visited a lot of different communities that haven't really been spoken to in many years on the campaign trail, from Native American communities to we were down at the border speaking to undocumented and meeting with a family that's father had been sent back after 40 years of living in the United States for having a flat tire. You know, just really incredibly powerful stories along the trail. But one thing I'll say, and we went to a lot of events where it wasn't Bernie events, these weren't Bernie supporters. They are really feeling the burn there, and that's not just my rhetoric. It is clear there's something happening in California, and that's also by design. I mean, when the primary system was changed after the Hunt Commission in 1981 and everything was incorporated with superdelegates in 84, they moved the California primary to the end because it was more liberal, and they put the more conservative primaries at the beginning to give an advantage to the establishment candidate. And that worked in the 80s. We were in a more conservative country, but the parties, you know, 70% more progressive than it was 10 years ago. The country is more progressive than it was, you know, 15 years ago. And I think that's what's really hitting Hillary hard. Is it's not just the fact that she's, you know, going through all these legal issues, but, you know, her rhetoric isn't matching her record or her husband's record.
So,
and I think Bernie Sanders represents the future of the Democratic Party.
So I'm getting the sense that you feel that the narrative that is out there, that this is fait accompli, that this is all done, it's just a matter of time, tick-tock, eventually the clock will run out for Bernie. You really honestly believe that that could well be wrong?
Yeah, I mean, when you look at the last 25 primaries and caucuses, he has won them in popular vote. He's won 19 of the last 25, I believe. I mean, this is the momentum is not just in his favor. He is like killing it. And I think that's something that the establishment's freaking out about. And you see that battle between the establishment, who are very much included in this process. I mean, don't forget, they're benefiting, their careers are benefiting from supporting Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
You know, the Beltway, no offense to the Beltway, who I'm speaking to right now, but they are tied into the Hillary Clinton industrial complex. And so when you see this battle between consulting class and all the people who've worked for Hillary over the years and all those people who've cut deals with Hillary, and the people who are really hurting right now, I mean, that's one thing I'll say I kept hearing over and over, was just how much people were hurting and not being acknowledged and couldn't afford the status quo. It wasn't that they wanted incrementalism, that they couldn't afford it anymore.
No,
and so I see that happening, playing out at the Democratic Convention.
Yeah, we hope you're right, because we're already popping the popcorn for that one. Nomi, this is fascinating to me, because if I'm hearing you right, and let's bear in mind, your candidate, Bernie Sanders, is actually not a Democrat. I mean, I understand he's running, and he's now pledged that he'll support the Democrat, but his entire career, he's been an independent, right? And you're telling me that in a state like California, which many people, I'm a recovering Californian. People look at California as a microcosm for our nation. And and Jerry Brown and his Democratic Party have had one-party rule in that state. Arnold Schwarzenegger doesn't count, so don't bring him up. They've had one-party rule in that state for decades now. And you're telling me that you just toured the state and you found places where these people have never been spoken to, they've never been cared about, and the Democrats have turned a deaf ear to them. And these are people who want Bernie Sanders. I'm extremely extrapolating here, Nomi, but is it fair to say that the Democratic Party has let down the people of America, that the Democratic Party have let down the little guy that they for decades have said they're fighting for, and only Bernie Sanders can save them?
Well, I think that both parties, just to be clear, have done that. I think that both parties have been obsessed with fundraising. I just think that the Democratic Party claims to be a party of that cares about the little man, but, you know, unions are far less powerful than they used to be. We let hedge fund money come in and lobbyists come into the party. I mean, you even see it on the Democratic campaign, the convention committees. I mean, we have more lobbyists on our convention committees than we do union members, and that's a problem. That's a major problem. I mean, it has become a centralized party that is focused on fundraising, and so when that becomes your focus rather than the issues and inspiring and propping up grassroots leaders, you're going to have an issue.
No, I mean, I agree. We agree on that. The Democrats have claimed to be for the little guy, and they have let them down. Well, I'm glad we can agree on things.
We're going to have to leave it right there, Nomi. Thank you so much for joining
us. Good luck. Go get them, Nomi. Feel the burn in California.
It's now 7:15 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. What?
Why are you sighing? That's a beautiful moment.
I know. She's so perky. 7:15, time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic
Jamie's
Center.
Perky, too.
Oh, man, that was good. All right, coming out of Gaithersburg, Rockville down to the Beltway, heavy, and in the backups, making your travels before you get down to Montrose Road, reports of a crash, fire and rescue on the way. Now, on the inner loop of the Beltway, unusual backups heading into College Park. The delays after you pass Colesville Road, keep alert because on the ramp to go north on 95, that's where crews are taking care of the accident. On the outer loop, normal backups. Really starting to get a solid lineup here on 29, heading through White Oak and down past the Trader Joe's toward Four Corners, doing a double check to see if there's anything unusual in the way. Here we go, DC 295 south at Eastern Avenue, crash gone. Northbound near the Naval Research Lab with the new accident with delays off the Beltway and Beltway delays to the Wilson Bridge. We're backing up near Route 5. Keep alert in Seven Corners. They had an earlier car fire on westbound 7 Leesburg Pike just before you get to Route 50 and just a brief delay. Well, Metrorail's been in the hot seat, and unfortunately right now they're what they call their chillers, not an air conditioning system, but their chillers are out of service at the following Metro stations: Metro Center, Smithsonian, Federal Triangle, and they expect those chillers to be fixed by next week. There you go, guys. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, here it is. It looks like a stray shower thunderstorm possible today. A high of 83. Tonight, cloudy with occasional showers. 69. Tomorrow, an 80% chance of rain. And there's rain in the forecast for Saturday and Sunday. But temperatures in the mid to low 80s. Currently, in the nation's capital, 70 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Washington Overhead Door.
Chris Plant here. For more than 40 years, local residents have trusted Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. for their garage door repair needs. They are the industry leader in garage door sales and service. When you need garage door repair, visit GarageDoorRepair.com.
Is it the policy of the State Department where the preservation of the secrecy of secret negotiations is concerned to lie in order to achieve that goal?
James, I think there are times where diplomacy needs privacy in order to progress. This is a good example of that.
Well, that was the clip that has caused a firestorm over at the State Department because, you know, James Rosen was doing a story about all of the Iranian negotiations. Goes back to look for that clip on the State Department website, found that it was missing. It had been excised. And at first they said it was just a glitch. And then yesterday they admitted that it was more than a glitch, that somebody actually called up and requested that. Joining us here now to talk about this ever further is James Rosen from your Fox News channel. James Rosen, of course. He's a music aficionado. He's the chief Washington correspondent of Fox News, the author of Cheney One-on-One, a bon vivant around town and a good friend of this program. Hello, James. You're stirring it up over there, aren't you, buddy? Aren't you? You got all kinds of stuff going on over there at the State Department calling them out. What is the latest in this story?
Well, good to be with you guys. We'll see what the latest is. I have a feeling we're not done with the story and that it might take any number of turns from here. But what you have in essence, guys, is very extraordinary. You have the fact that a lie was told to me by a State Department spokesperson from the podium with respect to the Iran nuclear talks. And about 10 months later, I returned to the State Department briefing to sort of cross-examine the successor as spokesperson about that lie. And that person basically admits that the lie occurred. That's Jen Psaki. Then there's an attempt that very day, we've now learned, to cover up the admission of Jen Psaki, that Jen Psaki had made, of the previous person's lie, with a white flash that we don't know who ordered that. And when this act of evidence tampering was discovered by me and my producer, Garen Hayes, there was what some might consider an attempt to cover up the cover-up of the lie by simply describing it as a glitch and not a deliberate deletion. And then finally, there was an investigation of all of this, an admission that pretty much all of the foregoing is true by Admiral Kirby, who's a stand-up guy for doing that. The irony here is that the exchange between Jen Psaki and me that you played, rather than disappearing from the memory hole as whoever intended it to occur, has ensured that, in fact, it went viral and has been played countless more times than it would have been. This doesn't happen often, all of this sort of thing, in the modern presidency, where you have someone like Admiral Kirby stand at a podium and admit to this kind of assault on history and memory. And so I'm grateful to play some small role in holding people to account, our public officials. But there's a lot of people who think that there's still more discovery and disclosure that's yet to be had here with respect to this whole case.
Yeah, I think anybody who can think critically knows that there's more to be discussed here, James. And I wonder, you're pretty familiar with the comings and goings of the communications department at the State Department. Can you imagine there being a protocol in place where an edit like this can be ordered without A, some sort of paper trail or some sort of written request or demand, and B, the fact that this person says they can't remember who told them to do it? How many people at the State Department could have the authority to order something like this? It should be pretty easy to figure out.
Well, first, as a matter of basic human memory, if you're able to recall 3 years later being on the receiving end of what you regard as a remarkable order like this, such that you remember it, it seems to me logical that you would also remember who was responsible for issuing that.
It sure does, doesn't it? Yeah.
But beyond that, Admiral Kirby in the briefing stated that one of the reasons he's not proceeding further with the case is that there were, at the time the deletion was made, no procedures or protocols in place that would have that made such an act a violation of anything.
So are you telling me that
now,
James? Does that mean that it was permitted?
Well, it's akin to saying that it was permissible.
That seems to be running rampant at Foggy Bottom.
And that too has come under some challenge, with some people citing the Federal Records Act, and I have people tweeting me with links to various statutes. So again, I think that there's any number of interested parties in Washington who might see fit to be following up on this, and that may well occur.
Now, I guess I have to ask you, who would benefit from having that clip, that 8-minute clip, excised from the record? Jen Psaki, it seems, might benefit from that, but she has gone on record as saying, oh, it wasn't me, I didn't make that call.
Right, and I appreciate her volunteering that statement. You know, when you're not going to purge the accompanying transcript from your website,
yeah,
right? It's not, therefore, a full-throated effort at censorship. So no one would really benefit. I mean, the inanity of the entire act is apparent to all, Brian. The idea that you can simply erase 8 minutes from a video briefing that
as if it didn't occur, that's right.
That was recorded by the pool for the TV networks as well. And it's, frankly, the exact exchange with Jen Psaki that you played at the outset of our segment, I used in my special report with Brett Baer's story that very night. So it's in our video bank as well. So it was a peculiar and quixotic act, but one with some dark undertones to it. And last night I was on the special report online panel, which had the honor of sitting alongside Charles Krauthammer, Chuck Lane, Tucker Carlson, and of course Brett Baer. And Charles Krauthammer said that this was Kafkaesque. And I interrupted him and said, Charles, it has been an aspiration of mine since childhood, peculiar as it may be, to find myself at the center of a Kafkaesque experience. So thank you for that. And then somebody else said that it was more Orwellian than Kafkaesque, and I said, perhaps Hitchcockian, at which point Tucker Carlson said, we can all agree, mid-century dark.
Well, thankfully, James Rosen, you get to have a Kafkaesque experience without turning into a giant cockroach. And I think we can all be thankful
Charles,
for that.
Charles, in fact, suggested that might happen the very next day. I'm pleased to report to you live on the air. It has not yet occurred.
Good to know.
Very quickly, Ben Rhodes, would you consider him a prime suspect in this excising?
I don't know. I think Admiral Kirby in the briefing yesterday averred to this having originated within the public affairs department, which he heads. the Bureau of Public Affairs at the State Department. That is a limited number of people. The fact that the person who received the order is not of a mind to be able to remember it suggests that potentially the person issuing the order might still be in a position of authority.
All right.
But we don't know.
Well, we'll sure to follow what you you dig up here, James.
Stay on it.
By the way, real fast. It's my understanding that you were very upset that Brian and I critiqued the brand new Monkees album on Monday, and you weren't a participant in that. So have you had a chance to listen to the fab, well, there's only three of them left. Did you hear the new album, and do you have any opinion
on it? Larry, you didn't just use the term fab.
Because you're our Beatles expert, and I know that you're conjoining the two here because you like the Monkees as well.
No, there is no conjoinment.
All right.
But I have heard two tracks from the new Monkees album, and it's interesting to hear that voice again. You know, it's always just, it's sort of a great time machine to hear Mickey Dolenz sing.
Yeah,
but the way they sort of attempt to kind of recreate the jingly jangly sounds of the '60s is, I don't know, there's something unartistic about that.
All right.
Well,
I hate to end on such a sour note.
Well,
a sour note. I get what you did there. That's okay. Mickey Dolenz, he's got a lovely pop voice, and we'll hear a little bit more of it.
All right. Well, we're going to have to leave that pop culture discussion for another time. Thanks so much, James.
Thank you, guys.
It is now 7:25 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And in from the west, 66 Gainesville, most of the way through Fair Lakes and Fair Oaks, and just that heavy stop and go. 95 once you get through Aquia. Hit those delays again into Woodbridge, Lorton. Now, once up onto the Beltway, Inner Loop through Annandale, slowing. Looks like we have a little bit of a breakup here right as you approach Braddock Road. May have a new incident in the roadway there. 395 heavy through Landmark and towards Shirlington with the broken down now on the shoulder. DC 295 as you come off the Beltway going northbound toward the Naval Research Lab. They were trying to clear that crash to the shoulder as well with Wilson Bridge delays beginning now just after Route 5 Branch Avenue. What's going on the Inner Loop in Maryland through Silver Spring? Well, we have a crash on the exit ramp to go north on 95 in College Park, which slows us coming around almost back to Georgia Avenue now. Outer Loop, normal delays as you head from 95 to Georgia. Update is brought to you by MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network. It's a network of hope with renowned specialists, clinical trials, new treatment options, and Washington, D.C.'s only comprehensive cancer care center. Learn more at MedStarGeorgetownCancer.org/hope. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not much of the rain bucket today. Isolated showers, thunder showers, 83 degrees. Clouds this morning, a mix with some sunshine through the day. Some showers tonight, 69. Cold front approaching, actually a cool front. Tomorrow, 85, and what that front will do is enhance the shower thunderstorm activity. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 68 degrees at 727.
Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring, only to find it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with McCarthy for only $59. Call 703-924-1650.
When it's time to sell your home, you should choose the agent with the best system for selling a home on time for the most money. Choose my friend Frank Prindle of RE/MAX Allegiance. With over 25 years in the local real estate market, Frank brings an insight to home sales that can only come from experience. Plus, you have Frank's guarantee that if your home doesn't sell for the price and in the time you agree upon, he'll buy it. Frank has the buyers lined up, and his marketing system creates demand, and on average, his homes sell for 8% more than other local agents with similar guarantees. When Frank listed Lord's and Norman's Silver Spring home, it sold in just 6 days. That's the power of Frank Prindle. If you need more proof, the nation's leading authority on real estate and Shark Tank co-star Barbara Corcoran recommends Frank Prindle exclusively in the D.C. metro area. You see, all agents are not the same. So please call the only agent I would call if I were going to sell or buy a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538 or online at itrustfrank.com.
Are you about to spend 8 hours huddled over your desk? Yikes. But working at a desk all day doesn't mean you have to be uncomfortable. Take a step into the future with Varidesk, the height-adjustable desktop solution that lets you switch between sitting and standing in 3 seconds. It comes fully assembled, sits right on top of your current desk, and gives you all the benefits of a standing desk without a price you have to sit down for. Visit Varidesk.com. That's VARIDesk.com to find the model that's right for you.
The first annual A Choir Show, June 8th and 9th only at the D.C. Convention Center. Free to all government. A super training conference with thought leadership. Resources for all federal employees to create, manage, and run successful programs. Visionary keynotes, Gabby Giffords and Mark Kelly. Renowned authors at FCW Live. Tech enthusiasts, Happy Fed Clinics, hundreds of expo solution providers, and more. Register now at AchoirShow.com. Training solutions start here. AchoirShow.com.
Coming up in just a moment, we'll talk to Chris Barnes of Fix WMATA because, you know, WMATA's going to start fixing itself this weekend, and it's not going to be pretty. What happens on the highways and byways? It's all coming up after the news, 7:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Long Fence. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are each in California, each prepared to rip into the other one again today.
It's very clear these candidates are going to continue to go after each other. They're going toe-to-toe on a number of issues, including foreign policy. Look for more of the same from both candidates today here in California.
Correspondent Jason Carroll, Clinton is set to deliver a major foreign policy speech today, while Trump has a major rally scheduled in San Diego. And now, without mentioning him by name, President Obama is also bringing some heat to bear against Donald Trump.
He just says, "Well, I'm going to negotiate a better deal." Well, how exactly are you going to negotiate that? What magic wand do you have? And usually the answer is he doesn't have an answer.
Mr. Obama spoke in Elkhart, Indiana yesterday, touting the accomplishments of his administration. The president will be giving his final commencement speech as commander-in-chief today. He'll address graduates of the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs. The Virginia Supreme Court has agreed to a special session next month to hear a Republican lawsuit aimed at overturning Governor Terry McAuliffe's executive order restoring the voting rights of over 200,000 convicted felons. The Washington Redskins confirmed that an athletic trainer's laptop was stolen recently, but they say no medical records were put at risk. The team says someone broke in through the window of the trainer's locked car in April in Indianapolis and took the computer. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,790. The Nasdaq at 49.52. Sports, the Nats win. The O's win. Stanley Cup Finals. Pittsburgh wins again. The NBA Finals start tonight. WNBA, the Mystics lose. Soccer, DC United loses. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Long Fence is sporting spring savings with an exceptional 25% off savings event. Vote for the team that has been serving the local community for over 70 years with superior quality fence, deck, and hardscaping products and experienced designers to help you every step of the way. Your yard will be the envy of the neighborhood. So take advantage of this limited time only 25% off savings event. Visit longfence.com to schedule your free in-home estimate today. That's longfence.com.
Hi, it's Larry O'Connor. If you want to sell your home, then there's not a better time. I'm here with my friend, Realtor Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Debbie, you and your daughter Sarah continue to be one of the top real estate teams in the D.C. metro area, according to the Wall Street Journal. How do you do that?
Thanks, Larry. One of the reasons is our exclusive buyers and waiting system with thousands of qualified home buyers that are looking to buy right now. And that's how we average getting our sellers $30,000 more and sell three times faster than the average agent. And I am proud of our experienced team. We take pride in helping each and every home seller get their home sold so they can start packing.
So you're confident enough that you'll sell their home that you'll guarantee it in writing?
That's right. If your home doesn't sell, we will buy it at an agreed upon price.
Hiring the wrong agent can literally cost you thousands of dollars and add stress to your life. If you want results, call the only team I would trust to sell my home, Debbie and Sarah Reynolds, right now. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Chris Plant here. You're invited to the best party in Washington, D.C. all year. No, it's not one of those boring D.C. dinners. It's the Media Research Center's annual gala featuring the Hilarious Dishonors Awards. Over 1,000 conservatives, including yours truly, will gather for a night of mingling, eating, and my favorite part, making fun of the liberal media. To learn more, go to mrc.org/gala. Enter the promo code Chris and get $100 off the ticket price. That's mrc.org/gala, promo code Chris.
Attention DC small businesses. It's time to dare to compare health plan prices. You might be surprised to find that you could save up to 24% simply by switching to United Healthcare. In fact, you may save up to $1,229 per year per employee. With some of the lowest prices in town, United Healthcare means business. Get a quick plan and price overview at uhc.com/compare. Health plan coverage provided by or through United Healthcare Insurance Company, Optimum Choice Incorporated, or United Healthcare of the Mid-Atlantic Incorporated, depending on the coverage purchased.
Chris Plant here. Did you know in the last 3 years, more than 100 WML listeners have worked with Eric Stewart to sell their homes? That's a great testament. Sales are up and Eric's getting top dollar for homes just like yours. Call my friend Eric today for a free evaluation to see how much your home is worth. Call Eric at 800-900-9104. 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com.
Make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In Maryland, top side of the Beltway each direction, and delays this morning between College Park, I-95, and Georgia Avenue. Outer loop typical, even though now in the backups we have a report of a stalled car. Inner loop not so typical. Earlier had an incident on the ramp to go north on I-95. MDOT and crews are saying nothing is there now, but I'm still looking at those delays growing, so may have some activity on the shoulder. 270, let's go south. Once you get into Clarksburg, get a brief delay, and a brief gap, I should say, and then the delays again. Germantown, most of the way on to the 270 spur. George Washington Parkway, northbound heavy to merge onto the Beltway, southbound past 123 again from the overlooks, heading into town. Wilson Bridge, backups near Route 5. DC 295 northbound, a little bit better when you get to the Naval Research Lab now that the crash is out of the travel lanes. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMA Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front trying to get here, or a cool front, and it will. And it'll increase the coverage on showers and thunderstorms by tomorrow. A stray shower storm today in high of 83. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 68 in Alexandria, 64 in Frederick, 68 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 7:37. You're listening to WMAL because, well, this is where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in the next hour, 8:05 brings us D.C. Auditor Kathy Patterson. Wait till you hear the story of the cost overruns on a D.C. school project. More than double the amount originally budgeted for the project. And this is the problem with big government projects. And at 8:35, Jake Tapper of CNN will get his take on this remarkable week in politics and a look forward to the California primary. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
All right, this is the weekend that WMATA starts to fix itself, or at least they're going to start trying to fix themselves. And what better day than to have Chris Barnes with Fix WMATA on to talk about this rather impressive project that the Metro system is undergoing starting this weekend. Hello, Chris. Good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, we're doing really well. Glad you could join us. Listen, I have a feeling that people are not prepared for this. I have a sense that this is going to be a bigger mess than people understand, and that even though we have done our best to try to get people aware of these changes that are coming to Metro, the true impact of it is not quite understood. What's your sense of it?
Well, I think you're probably right for the first surge, and that's what they're calling them, is surges. The first one starts on June 3rd and affects the Silver and Orange line between Boston and East Falls Church. And I think that's going to be the rude awakening that the region sees. Riders may not completely understand the impact of 18-minute headways and single tracking during rush hours will have. But I'll tell you, after surge number one, I think the region will be more readily adaptable to what's about to come for the next year. At least I hope so.
So what should WMATA and Metro, what should they be communicating to riders right now that they're not, so that the riders can be prepared for this?
Well, I think, first of all, they need to open a channel of communication. There's been a lot of one-way communication. I've seen flyers being handed out. I've seen some signs going up. But as far as like social media communication, I don't see that channel. You know, when we had Metro Forward, which was a five-year, $5 billion rebuilding program, they created a Twitter account, they created YouTube videos, they created a Facebook account. There was all this outreach for two-way communication with writers to answer questions. I'm not seeing that this time. It's more of a one-way communication. And I'm worried that's cutting off, you know, people's ability to ask these important questions, like, how do I get around?
Let me ask you, we recently saw in Metro sort of the firing of a lot of key managers. Now,
20 of them.
Yeah, that was big stuff. And a lot of them were senior people. And when you lose senior people sometimes, I mean, listen, I think it did happen, don't get me wrong. When you lose senior people, you lose institutional knowledge. Is there any concern about that?
Well, yes, but unfortunately, I don't know if that's a problem. you know, these are folks who have years and years and years, maybe decades of information and knowledge about WMATA. Well, maybe that's the problem. Maybe we need people who have come from agencies that are doing better to come in and provide a new perspective on how to get things fixed.
I mean, if the institutional knowledge is flawed, it's not very helpful, is what you're saying.
Right, exactly. And, you know, I'll say Congress has called them Deadwood. They've used some other names for some of the folks at Metro who probably should have been gone years ago. So we can bring in new talent to get things fixed. And I think that's kind of what we're seeing from Mr. Wiedefeld and Mr. Evans, is this surge to try to get things fixed with new ways.
Has there been any sort of disclosure about what exactly these managers did to warrant them losing their jobs?
No, I haven't seen names. I haven't heard justification. I did hear a report that this was less of you're fired and more of, hey, we're offering you an early retirement.
Oh, really?
So it may have been a combination of both of those things, but I haven't seen, you know, list of names or anything yet.
Oh, that's it. I had not heard that yet, Chris. Thank you, because early retirement is a whole lot different than you're fired.
Yeah.
Right.
Seems like, I mean, even though those are personal matters, that they ought to be able to get at that because it's a public entity, right?
Right. Well, I have no doubt that, you know, TARPs, which is like Freedom of Information Acts for WMATA, have been filed. I'm sure the media is looking into that. At least I certainly hope so. But we know, for example, the former head of the ROCC, Hercules Ballard, isn't gone. He's on extended leave.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's still, people are still getting paid. They're just not doing their job anymore.
Can I ask you about the rise in crime that we've seen lately? Specifically, we learned of this sexual assault that occurred on the Red Line a month ago, but it seemed to have been, you know, sort of swept under the rug for a while, and then there's been some other incidents recently. Whose jurisdiction does that fall under, and how does Metro respond to these safety issues?
Yeah, this is an area where you'll get me infuriated. This lies squarely on Metro and squarely on Ron Pavlik, who is the chief of the Metro Transit Police Department. They have got to step up. They've got to be more responsive. They've got to be more visible. Wiedefeld asked them to start telling us, in the wake of the rape on the Red Line, start telling riders when something like that happens. You know, it was a month before we found out about it. Well, I've seen examples on Twitter since then of things happening, and they're still not telling us. So this lies squarely on Metro Transit Police to step up to the plate.
Yeah, it's insane. Right. Yeah. Absolutely insane. We're glad you're watching.
We're glad you're watching for us there, Chris. We appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem, guys. Anytime.
All right. It is now 7:43 on WMAL.
You always make me laugh, so I love tuning in.
105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
This is great stuff.
Where Washington comes to talk.
You know, Father's Day's around the corner, and Harry's limited edition shave set would make absolutely a perfect gift. It looks cool. It's really quite a great product. Let me just tell you, I've been using Harry's. They sent me one of their gift packages, and I started using it, and I am completely sold on this product. I've thrown away the electric razor, and now my face is as smooth as a baby's butt. I'm telling you. Harry's gave me the best shave that I've ever had. They got these five-blade, German-crafted blades that are on a flex hinge, and they have a lubricating strip, and they got a special for Father's Day. Limited edition Father's Day shave set includes a matte black razor handle, a chrome razor stand, Harry's moisturizing foaming shave gel. That's good stuff there. Three of Harry's handcrafted blade cartridges and a travel cover that costs only $40. That's right. If you go to harrys.com right now, I can save you some money. Get $5 off your first purchase if you use the promo code BWILSON. Don't wait. Free shipping for Father's Day ends Friday, June 3rd. Supplies are limited. Act now. Enter the code BWILSON at checkout to get $5 off. Get Dad something he'll use this Father's Day. Go to harrys.com right now. And that again, that promo code is BWILSON.
You know how to make good decisions. You do the research and weigh the facts. Eventually, the answer becomes so obvious, you can't believe it was ever a question. Like enrolling at University of Maryland University College. As a working adult, you want specialized programs applicable to what you're doing now and to where you want to go. A place where your military and work experience give you a leg up and a faster path toward your degree. You want to invest your time where you'll get real-world skills and relevant credentials in high-demand fields like cybersecurity, IT, and business, and learn what matters from experts who practice in their fields. You want a university that offers the flexibility of classes both online and on-site with a rock-solid reputation. With over 90 programs and specializations, UMUC is the clear choice. Increase your professional worth and gain the knowledge and skills you need to advance your career. University of Maryland University College. The answer is right here. Visit umuc.edu/rightchoice.
A former First Lady is suspect in the death of a White House attorney in Jed O'Day's latest mystery thriller, Whacked. Tank Alvarez is forced to investigate and disclose the awful truth. Available on Amazon.
7:45 now, WMAO traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, the broken down bus is in the HOV lane, so we're slowing 395 northbound trying to get in through Shirlington. Once you get past this broken down bus, it's in the right lane near Glebe Road. You're in much better shape. For the main lines, as you come off the Beltway, most of the way into Shirlington, slow, checking out that bus and the activity, and then again at the inbound 14th Street Bridge. For the George Washington Parkway, no incidents reported. On the Baltimore Washington Parkway, heavy each direction in Laurel, earlier southbound crash before Powder Mill Road. That's long gone. Now, inner loop of the Beltway, still these backups continue. As you head around from George Avenue, just keep alert. It's going to be below speed to get to the exit to go north on I-95, where we had the earlier incident. Southbound 95 delays now before the ICC. Head around the outer loop stretch to George Avenue. Along the way, we have a stalled car. In Burtonsville, again this morning, big delays to get past 198 down to that light at Greencastle Road, but nothing reported along the way. Problems at the signal lights. Looks like according to traffic management, they've been repaired. But on Old Georgetown Road, as you come off the Beltway, that's where we had some problems with those lights. So just keep alert. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front trying to get here, or a cool front, and it will. It'll increase the coverage on showers and thunderstorms by tomorrow. A stray shower storm today in high of 83. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 68 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Hadid Carpet Cleaning.
Achoo! Allergies caused from pollen, dirt, pet mess, and even bacteria can burrow deep into your rugs and carpets. For a deep-down clean, you need Hadid. Right now, get 20% off any in-plant rug cleaning. Call Hadid or go online to joehadid.com.
Well, here's something weird. President Barack Obama, yeah, he's one of the most intelligent and eloquent presidents that we have ever, as an American people, have had the luck, grace, and good fortune to have as our chief executive. I think everyone would agree on that. He's the greatest speaker of all time. And yet yesterday in Indiana, he was delivering remarks, and apparently either the teleprompter went on the fritz or his brain went on the fritz. Listen to this.
If we turn against each other based on divisions of race or religion, if we fall for, you know, a bunch of okie doke.
That's eloquent.
Just
right
because
there.
It sounds funny, or the tweets are provocative.
Ladies and gentlemen,
how long did that go on?
President Max Headroom, right there in Indiana.
If we.
Whoa!
That sounds like Porky Pig there.
Now, Huge kudos, by the way, to Jim Hoft over at Gateway Pundit, who grabbed this and provided us with a painstakingly crafted transcript. The president said, if we turn against each other based on division of race or religion, if we fall for... you know, a bunch of okey-doke. Okey-doke, by the way.
What does that mean?
That is some incredible vocabulary there. All right, now I've done a lot of research on this, knowing that we were going to talk about it.
Right.
And believe it or not, I am not kidding now. This was raised back in 2011. Apparently, the president was doing a lot of stammering. You also notice when he doesn't speak with a teleprompter in prepared remarks, beautifully crafted prepared remarks, I might have, soaring rhetoric. Yeah. He often throws a lot of uhs in there. We've noticed the uhs before, right? We talk about the uhs. Well, in fact, listen to this one. This was a while back.
Obviously...
That was when he was talking about the Redskins' name, right? Well, listen, this was raised back in 2011. A woman named Megan Daum wrote in at the LA Times and explained the stutter. I'm not kidding you. Listen to this. It's not that Obama can't speak clearly. It's that he employs the intellectual stammer. That's what it's called. Not to be confused with a stutter, which the president decidedly does not have. No, the intellectual stammer signals a brain that is moving so fast that the mouth can't keep up.
I'm gonna remember that.
So what you're hearing here is actually the brilliance of Barack Obama. He is so smart that his own brain can't keep up. No, his own mouth can't keep up with his brain.
The brain moves faster than his mouth.
That is what's really happening here. So don't worry, everybody. He's still just as brilliant as you always thought. It's 7:50 on WMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMM
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
This is getting fun.
Where Washington comes to talk.
So, I know you had a good memorial.
That's going to be your new ringtone.
Oh, it's all over the place. Your Memorial Day was awesome, wasn't it? You can tell.
It was.
Harry, we're just so smart. We can't get past it. You can tell how great your Memorial Day was based on how ugly your carpets look right now. Yeah, that's right. Oftentimes, when you have a great party at your house, it manifests itself in your carpet getting totally beat up with mud and track stains and spilled drinks and beverages and food and pets and all that stuff. Time to clean it up. Time to get Zero Res out there. That's what I did. I had Zero Res clean my carpets, and boy, they're like brand new. They feel brand new. They smell brand new, but they don't cost brand new. No, they cost like nothing. $39 a room is what Zero Res is going to charge you to clean your carpets so brilliantly. And if you're a pet owner, if you're an allergy sufferer, you know that all that dander and pollen, it's hidden in your carpets and pads. Time to get it out. Time to breathe easy again. Right now, you can get the Larry O'Connor WMAL special for a limited time only. Zero Res is going to clean your rooms for $39 per room. Huge savings. Minimum supply, of course. Call Zero Res 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards. It's spelled the same, Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
Each franchise independently owned and operated. Offer good on selected product at participating franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
You're going to love this house. It just came on the market. It's gorgeous inside. Here we are.
Oh my gosh, look at this room. The window coverings are stunning. It's straight out of a magazine.
Isn't it incredible? The best part? They didn't even hire a decorator. Budget Blinds did it all.
Budget Blinds?
Yep, Budget Blinds. They'll give you a free in-home consultation, do all the measuring and installation, and give you the best warranty in the industry.
I'll take it.
The house?
No, the number for Budget Blinds.
Right now, it's the biggest sale of the year at Budget Blinds. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation and receive incredible savings, promotions, and upgrades, including free invisible tilt on shutters. There's never been a better time to get the decor of your dreams. But hurry, the biggest sale of the year ends soon. Call your locally owned Budget Blinds, 1-800-260-6121. That's 1-800-260-6121. 1-800-260-6121.
This weekend, the SGK Gun Show returns to the Fredericksburg Expo Center at Central Park. Hunters, collectors, sportsmen, visit the Fredericksburg Expo Center for SGK's biggest show ever. Tickets available online at guns-knives.com or at the door. That's the Fredericksburg Gun Show this weekend.
Let's check in and see how your money's doing here from the news desk at CNBC. Here's Kate Rogers.
Well, good morning to you. Stocks are looking at a flat open today, but that will change about a half hour or so when ADP releases its jobs report for May. Now, 170,000 new hires are expected. More people are working, making more money, and borrowing more to buy a car. For the first time ever, the average auto loan is more than $30,000. That's the highest ever. And people are taking even longer to pay back those loans. More people are flying, and oil is cheap. A trade group says worldwide airline profits could climb to $39 billion, the richest year in airline history. Johnson & Johnson is buying a company called Vogue for $3.5 billion. Vogue makes hair care products like Progenics and OGX. J&J makes and sells Rogaine. And another 17 billionaires have signed the Giving Pledge, agreeing to eventually give away most of their fortunes. The new signees include Salesforce.com's founder Mark Benioff and Airbnb founder Brian Chesky. I'm Kate Rogers, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
It's 7:55 now, WMAO traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we're just about cleared here with this broken down bus situation in the HOV lanes. 395 northbound in Shirlington. The bus now gone. Now it's the VDOT crews just picking up the last of the cones, and then you'll be moving along a little bit better. Thank you, everyone, for helping. On the main lines heading through Landmark into Shirlington, slowing again over at the 14th Street Bridge. Southeast-Southwest Freeway coming off of the 11th Street Bridge. Most of that volume to get into the northbound 3rd Street Tunnel. DC 295 South, the crash earlier near East Capitol Street. That's been gone for a while. Still delays off both 50 and the BW Parkway. New York Avenue, heading inbound New York Avenue as you come up to the intersection just past West Virginia Montana Avenues for the crash. That seems to be a popular spot. An unusual inner loop. Delays continue topside as you head through Silver Spring to the exit to go north on 95 where we had the earlier problem. Traffic update is brought to you by Washington Hospital's MedStar Washington Hospital Center. It's one of U.S. News and World Report's best hospitals in the nation and our region's center of medical expertise. To make an appointment with a specialist, call 202-877-DOCS or visit MedStarWashington.org. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
For a hit or miss on showers and thunder showers today, a lot of clouds around, mild morning, warm afternoon at 83 degrees. The chance of showers and thunder showers goes up tomorrow, so does the coverage. High up to 85. Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 68 degrees, 7:57.
The Reds.
And that's two more runs.
Last season, they swept the Nats out of Cincinnati. Daniel Murphy.
Murphy gets his hands around that one.
The Nats return with a new bat and looking for revenge. Red Menace versus Red Hot.
Go!
Connect. Nationals, Reds. The series starts tomorrow night at 6:30 on Masson 2.
Baseball, great.
You know, nobody likes paying higher taxes. Chris Plant here. I just met with an amazing financial coach and syndicated radio host, David Ahrens. David specializes in a strategy to help you enjoy a tax-free retirement. He ran a scenario for me, and let me tell you, I was very impressed. No gimmicks here. Take my advice, give David a call, and he'll deliver a free copy of his award-winning book. 888-411-4130. Nothing could be more important to your financial future. 888-411-4130.
Why do 8 out of 10 drivers prefer Lyft over the competition? Could be that you earn up to $1,500 a week driving your own car during hours you choose. Give enough rides each week and you can keep up to 95% commission. That's right, 95%. Better yet, we'll start you off with a $500 bonus. That's right, $500 for each new Lyft driver in Washington, D.C. And you'll only earn more from there. Whether you're putting money toward a mortgage, saving for vacation, or just looking for a better way to earn, choose Lyft. Apply at LyftDC.com. That's LYFTDC.com today. While you jot that down, here's another fun fact. Lyft is the only app that allows tipping, and 60% of our rides tip the driver. Because at Lyft, drivers come first. Be your own boss, pick your own schedule, and get paid weekly. Experience the difference of Lyft and pocket that $500 bonus by applying at LYFTDC.com today. Terms apply.
There's a huge difference between a hospital that treats kids and a children's hospital, like Inova Children's Hospital. It takes pediatric specialists with specific training working together. From our kids-only ER to caring for the tiniest, sickest babies in our Level 4 NICU, a bed in every room for mom or dad, to our Ronald McDonald House right on our Fairfax campus. Inova Children's Hospital, Northern Virginia's Children's Hospital.
Ah, spring. A time when all of nature's creatures come to life.
But wait, what's that? A pothole? And another?
Don't wave the white flag just yet. For a suspension that rides as good as new, get tried and true shocks and struts from Monroe at your neighborhood Advance Auto Parts. And get them even faster when you order online and pick them up in store.
Advance Auto Parts.
Let's get you back to the garage. Also available at participating CarQuest Auto Parts. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Coming up on WMAL.
What happens when a government project balloons from $71 million to $178 million?
What?
We'll ask D.C. Auditor Kathy Patterson.
Also, we'll be talking to Jake Tapper from CNN and Gary.